They're pounding online gambling in Nevada and Airbnb in California, but this month we zero in on, California. But also Maine, because the bipartisan Senate duo of Dianne Feinstein and Susan Collins is messing with small-time soap makers and looking squeaky clean in the process. Pay attention, all you state reps looking to take the next step. These senators know how to play the game. Step 1. Scare voters. Think chemicals. From formaldehyde to dihydrogen monoxide, voters are scared of them. So go regulate some. The press will help spread the fear, and don't worry, reporters won't mention that something that might be dangerous in large concentrations can be perfectly safe in small ones.
Do you want to put red dyes on them? Do you want to put carcinogens and parabens? I don't.
Step 2. Crony up. Assemble a list of well-known companies that support your bill. They'll shield you from charges that you're an anti-business nanny. They might even donate to your campaign. After all, you're shielding them from competition by dumping regulations on their smaller competitors. Step 3. Choose a great name. Voters figure your bill will do what it says, so call it something like, you know, the Personal Care Product Safety Act. Voters love personal care, and they definitely love safety. Plus, if someone questions the effectiveness of your bill, just point to the name. And don't worry about all those self-employed women who own small businesses and make soap and cosmetics by hand. If they're complaining about not being able to afford your bill's fees and reporting requirements, then they definitely can't afford to contribute to your campaign.
But what happens now? I mean, you've got all these products, they're so popular, but where do you want this to go from here?
Well, I'm just hoping that, like, the whole world starts using goat milk soap.
Follow Nanny the Month on Twitter, submit your nanny nominees, and check back next month for more examples of busybodies minding other people's business.